from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
So this is generally one of my favorite shows of the year. It's draft time. It is our official mock draft. We do these mostly every year. Go through who we think the Niners are going to take. It's always fun. It's like Christmas. I'm Al Sacco with Brian Reddick, 49ers Web Zone, No Huddle Podcast, part of the Odyssey family. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, please. If you like the show, give us a rating, a good rating. If you like the show, if you don't like the show, just don't rate anything. But if you do, give us 5 stars, please. Brian, dude, I'm excited. Even though the Niners don't have a pick until the third round, can't wait. It's always a fun weekend. It's really the last exciting weekend before things get really dull. I mean, as much as the NFL is dull, but May and June are definitely the two slowest months in the NFL. So this is it. We ramp up and then we kind of ramp down, but it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, I am. I'm wearing my 2021 NFL draft hat, my 49ers draft hat. Hopefully that's not bad luck based on how things have gone so far with the first pick in that draft. I feel like I missed an opportunity to order the draft hat for this season, so that I had it for the show. But hey, it is what it is. I still got one of them on. And I love draft season. And it's fun to dig into some of these players. It's fun to try and get in the minds of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and try and figure out, hey, you know, based on how they've drafted in the past, based on what we know about them, which of these players do we think, you know, can see in red and gold. And I'll be interested to see what you have and compare that to mine. So background for what we did here, Al and I both individually did a 49ers only mock draft on the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator. We did that because Al did not have access to the Pro Football Focus mock draft simulator, which just this year you now have to have a subscription for, which, hey, nickel and diamond people to death, but it is what
it
is.
I'm not doing that. Absolutely not. Not subscribing to anything. I don't read things behind a paywall. Forget about it. It's 2023. Yeah, free content, baby.
Yeah, I do not. Read anything behind a paywall either. So we did the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator. And just a caveat for anybody listening right now. Now, obviously, every mock draft simulator is going to be different. Pro Football Network, just like Pro Football Focus, does all of their own rankings of players, and so some players they have a lot lower than others do, and some players they have a lot higher than others do. And so again, we are beholden to the simulator that we used. And so I will speak to my own process as I went through it, is that I also, my favorite draft resource every year is Dane Brugler's The Beast. Dane Brugler covers the draft for The Athletic, puts out an incredible draft guide. This year's is 308 pages long. It's an absolute draft Bible, if you will. And so when it came to looking at which players were available when I was picking in this mock draft, I tried to use his round predictions, right, or his rankings. And so if I was in the third round and there was a player that Dane maybe had like a early or late second round grade on, but it was available in this mock draft, I didn't go with that player because it just didn't seem necessarily realistic. Now, obviously Dane can be wrong. Obviously Pro Football Network can be wrong. So again, we are beholden to the resources that we have. And so I'm excited to get into this with you, Al.
I have a quick confession to make. So I did go on Pro Football. I did go on this, and I did about four of these. Okay. And I kept seeing was that, for example, they'd have running backs, like the running back is like their 110th ranked player. So the running back would go in like the third round. And I'm like, wait, that running back is not going to go in the third round. This running back is going to go in the fifth round. So did I do a PFN draft? Yeah. Is there a little Al Sacco to it? Yeah.
Ooh,
I kind of just said, you know, listen, because I had my own thing I did. And then we talked and we said, we'll do this. So mine's a combination of Pro Football Network
and Al Sacco Network.
And everything else that I took in there, but I'm excited to get into it. It was interesting to see the things that I had and that Pro Football Network wouldn't let me do. And then I said, to hell with you, Pro Football Network, I'm going to do it anyway. So, but it's pretty consistent with what it was on the simulator.
Perfect.
All right, man, you go first, start us off.
All right. So again, the first pick for the 49ers is all the way down at 99. And here's the other thing. They have 99, 101 and 102. I would say 90% certainty, will say that they are not going to pick at 99, 101, and 102. In fact, most scouting departments, most front offices really don't like having that many picks that close together because they like to tier out their players and things like that. And so there's going to be movement from the 49ers in this draft, whether it be because they trade a player and get a higher pick and so they can pick then, or whether they're just trying to trade up higher into the third or whatever. I don't think that they're going to have these three almost consecutive third round picks. But again, for this exercise, we will. And so at 99, I went with a player that I think could be there for them at 99, could go earlier in the third round, but I think third round is right where they have them. And that is offensive tackle Tyler Steen from Alabama. So I think that the biggest need that the 49ers have going into this draft is right tackle. Mike McGlinchey is gone. They've got these guys that, you know, when they draft offensive linemen, outside of drafting Mike McGlinchey at number 10, the majority of the offensive linemen that this team has drafted have incredible positional flexibility, meaning they can play tackle, they can play guard. But it, to me, feels like a lot of those can play tackle, can play guard, tend to be more guard than tackle. And so they've got Colton McKivitz, they've got Spencer Burford, they've got Jalen Moore, they've got Nick Zakel, right? They've got all these guys. Tyler Steen is a tackle. He played left tackle for Alabama this past season. He was a four-year starter, but he started his career at Vanderbilt, graduated from Vanderbilt, entered the portal, and then went to Alabama and played for one season, played left tackle for Alabama. Again, left tackle is a sneaky need for this team because we have no idea how long we have Trent Williams. And so can he slot in right at right tackle? Yeah. Does he have experience there? A little bit, not a ton. But he is a very athletic tackle. He is 6'6", 321 pounds. He is the seventh ranked tackle on Dane Brugler's Beast, number 54 on his big board overall. So at 99, I think that's really good value. Again, a one-year starter, but really good pass protector, really athletic, I think would be great in a zone scheme. And yeah, I think, like I said, I think that is their biggest need. And with a player like that available, I'm going to jump on it.
I want tackle as well. And I agree with you. I think that's, I can even see them maybe trading up for one. I think it's that big of a need.
100%.
I didn't do any trade. I thought about doing trades, but I just picked straight through on this as well. I don't think there's any way the Niners use all their picks. I think they're going to move around. But for this exercise, I just picked dudes where they are. And I went with the guy who's becoming a draft crush of mine, and that's Wanye Morris from Oklahoma. He's 6'5", he's 317. He's just a big athletic dude. And you said athletic, and that's the key word for me with the tackle position, because he's a guy who can get out, he can pull, he can get to the second level. He's a terrific, terrific pass blocker. He's a guy that they can use, even if he doesn't play this year, maybe in an Aaron Banks type situation where next year, I believe he's someone that can step right in and can start for them for a long time. And maybe he can even challenge McKivitz this year. I like him a lot. Now, one of the downsides with him from doing my research is that he gets in trouble when his technique is off. So his technique can fall apart and then he gets in trouble. But if he can get coached up, and look, the Niners, I think, one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL. If he's somebody that they can coach up, he can be a long-term starter in the league. So Wanye Morris is a guy that, to me, again, I think would be a great pick at the end of the third round. And he would be a really nice fit in San Francisco. He's somebody that I will continue to have my eye on.
Yeah, he started his career at Tennessee at left tackle, but played at Oklahoma this past season at right tackle. So he has right tackle experience. And, I mean, can you really go wrong with somebody named after Wanye Morris from Boys to Men? I don't think you can. I love it. The one thing with Oklahoma, right, they run that really RPO heavy scheme. And so that really is, you got to use some projection, because that type of offense, he's not going to see in the NFL, or at least not consistently. So that's another guy that I think could absolutely be a pick of theirs, especially in that one area, 99, 101. And 102. So let's move on to pick 101. You know, one of the things, shout out to Steph Sanchez, covers the 49ers for, she covers it them herself, but also a part of Niners Nation, does a podcast with Jason Aponte, does her own podcast, 49 Carats podcast. And she's done a lot this year on tracking like top 30 visits, when the 49ers meet with specific players, put together an entire spreadsheet that you have access to if you go to her Twitter and click on her little bio link there. But one of the things she tweeted out, I think it was, is either yesterday or today, you know, a nice thread about the 49ers and how often they are drafting players in this regime that they've had in for top 30 visits. And as the regime has gotten older, they've done it a lot. And as a matter of fact, I think last year they drafted 4 players that they had brought in for top 30 visits. So I used her document to kind of take a look at who are the players that they brought in on top 30 visits. And so I drafted one here at 101, and that guy is DJ Johnson, the edge from Oregon. So Here's where I think the 49ers need something different, right? They've spent the past few seasons, once Dee Ford was done, with big ends, right? When was this defensive line at its best? When they had a speed rusher opposite Nick Bosa in Dee Ford. And I think that's what they're missing. They brought in Samson Ebukam thinking he could be that. And while he was effective, he wasn't as effective. And so I looked for specifically for edge players that would meet that criteria. And so DJ Johnson, who is also a NorCal native, he's actually a Sacramento native, went to Luther Burbank High School in Sacramento. But DJ Johnson is 6'4", 260, but he runs a 4.49 40 coming off the edge. That's screaming. That is real fast. And he's a little bit older. He was a 6-year senior at Oregon. He's 24 and a half on draft day. So he's an older prospect. But for a team like the 49ers, I don't think age is really that big a deal, because again, you're aiming for these next 2 years. So whether by the time he's done with his rookie contract, he's 29, you don't really care, right? Because you're trying to get something out of him now. And I think he would be a tremendous, again, speed rusher off the edge, which I think they've been missing. They've got Drake Jackson, who I think is, again, more of the big end. He's incredibly bendy, incredibly flexible, athletic, but he's not super fast. They also brought in Cleveland Farrell, right? They've got the guy they brought in from the Lions, former Clemson guy. But I really think they're missing that speed rusher. And so, again, I'm going DJ Johnson, edge from Oregon.
That guy is Austin Bryant, who they brought in.
Thank you.
I agree Austin with them. This is a huge need for me, too. Huge. They have Drake Jackson. We have no idea. No idea on Drake Jackson. They have Austin Bryant, who's been hurt a lot, hasn't produced much. They brought back Kerry Hyder, who had the one season with the Niners, but he's nothing more than really a rotational guy. You obviously
more inside.
Had, right.
And he was almost exclusively inside last year, yeah.
Yeah, he's not somebody who's going to come off the edge for you. Cleveland Farrell, like you said, can he be a reclamation project? Maybe. Alex Barrett's on the squad. Nick Bosa is great, but they're one injury away from Nick Bosa from having a major problem, and they 100%. Still need to address this to me. And I went with that year too. And I went actually with Talanoa Hufanga's cousin, whose name I'm going to absolutely destroy. Tuli Tuapolulu, which I'm sure that's not even close to saying his last name, but he put up an All-American season. He was he actually led the FBS with 13 and a half sacks, and he was ranked second nationally with 22 tackles for loss. He was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year due to his natural pass rush instincts. He plays with a lot of effort. I don't know if he's going to be there at 101. I've seen mocks where he's late second round, early third. I've seen mocks where he's absolutely right here. So he's somebody that I think may be able to be there. And if he is there, Niners should consider it because he produces, man. And that's a position to me that again, if we're talking Super Bowl, that scares the hell out of me because you're one Nick Bosa injury away from a problem. Whereas last year, they maybe could have gotten away with it. I know you have Hargrave that's going to make things better inside, but still on those outsides, if you have, you know, a Menihu and Ibukam, you say, all right, you know, we got some people that can hold it down for a few games. Bosa goes out, I don't think anybody feels comfortable. So that's a huge need for me. And I think the Niners, whether it's 99 or 101 or 102, I really see them going edge with one of those three picks.
Yeah, it is Tuipulotu. And he's the other thing is he's a young guy. He's only 20. 20 points. His birthday is, this is 2 years after I graduated high school, which just blows my mind. But he's born in 2002. So yeah, a young guy as well to develop. And then, hey, that's pretty cool. If you've got cousins playing on the same team, you got to love that. No, that's a great pick. Again, like you said, I've seen him mocked anywhere from late two to late three, early four, right? So again, just players that we think will be there. Whether they are or not, obviously we have no idea. But that's the nature of trying to do a mock draft for a team who doesn't pick until 99. So let's look at 102. Again, I have zero belief that they are going to pick all three here, almost consecutive. But at 102, I went with a guy that I think could be a Jimmy Ward replacement. And that is Illinois hybrid safety cornerback Jartavius Martin, goes by Quan, played at Illinois. He is 5'11", 194 pounds, runs a 4.46 40. And as Kyle Madsen said on our previous episode on Monday, the guy's just a gangster. He's a baller. He's very Jimmy Ward-like. Wherever you put him, he's going to excel. You want to put him in at nickel, he's going to excel. He did it at Illinois. You want to put him at free safety, he's going to excel. He did it at Illinois. If you want to put him at strong safety, he can tackle. He can play in the box. He has a nose for the ball. And again, I think safety outside of right tackle and edge, safety is the next biggest need, because you've got Talanoa Hufanga, and then really Miles Hartsfield, George Odom, Quantrez Knight on the practice squad. Hey, Tayshawn Gibson, who's going to start, 32 years old, right? on a one-year deal. So you need to find the future there. When I was picking here, Jair Brown, who I think could be another target, a guy that they brought in on a top 30 visit, was not available. He was already selected. For Dane Brugler, Quan Martin is his third ranked safety, number 81 overall as a prospect, has a third round grade on him. So again, he could be there. But another guy that I think is just a football player. And just like Jimmy Ward, I think he would be an absolute home run at 102.
I thought a lot about safety here just because it's a need. And like you said, that's another position where if there's an injury, I'm worried. They're not as deep as they have been in past years. You don't have someone like Jimmy Ward on the team who can plug in back there and you feel fine. But this isn't a great drafted safety. And as much as I thought about it, I went elsewhere. Another position where, again, they don't have the depth and they're an injury away from a problem. And they also need to start thinking about the future as tight end. So this is a very deep draft for tight ends, and they can certainly find someone later in the draft, Will Mallory or someone like that. But as I was going through, Brian sent me this Dane Brugler, the beast that he died, and it's phenomenal. I've been doing a lot of my draft prep on it. And he wrote something about a tight end that I'm going to read to you that was not even on my radar. And then I read this and I said, he needs to get on my radar because it sounds like a fit for the 49ers. That's Brenton Strange, tight end from Penn State. What Brugler wrote about him: muscular, athletic build, highly competitive after the catch. Shows a knack for creating separation and settling down in zones. Said he has natural hand tracking outside of his frame without breaking stride. Sounds great in a run after the catch offense, doesn't it? He only had one drop and 38 targets in 2022. Brugler noted that he's comfortable catching passes on the perimeter or over the middle. Here's another thing that sounds very 49er-like. He's a feisty run blocker. And he can generate power through his hips and he stays low. He's effective as a lead blocker. You can run him on counters. He works aggressively when he's in space, so he's a good space blocker. He's done kickoff and punt returns, and he's lined up in the backfield, inline, slot, outside, so he's versatile. To me, this just sounded like a 49ers tight end. He's 6'3", 253. I believe George Kittle's listed at 6'4", 250. Just sounded like someone, wow. If you're just not looking at anything and just reading something about someone, that sounded exactly like someone the Niners would go after. And I went back and watched some stuff on him. I think he'd be a great addition. I think he'd be someone that, again, can come in. And most of these tight ends don't have huge stats in college. George Kittle certainly did. He had about 740 yards in 4 years. It's all about fit. So you get someone like Strange comes in, can really produce in a 49ers offense, can block. I thought he'd be a tremendous pick to end out the third round.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.